four of Ontario's largest school boards have launched lawsuits against the parent companies of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok, alleging the social media platforms are disrupting student learning. The lawsuits claim the platforms are negligently designed for compulsive use and have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn, leaving teachers and schools to manage the fallout. The allegations in the lawsuits filed in Ontario Superior Court have not yet been proven. The school boards suing are the Toronto District School Board, the Peel District School Board, the Toronto Catholic District School Board, and the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. They are seeking damages for disruption to student learning and the education system. The lawsuit says it has caused massive strains on school resources, including additional needs for in-school mental health programs and staff. Kamal Karmali of CTV National News joins us now to talk a little bit more about it. Hey, Kamal.
Hey, Patty.
Glad to have you along, too. This is a really interesting story. Big news today because this is, you know, so different for school boards to be taking on these big companies. Tell us more.
Absolutely. And from what we have been told by the lawyer for these school boards, this is the first of its kind in Canada. As you can imagine, social media, quite a relatively new source of distraction for students. So really, we haven't seen anything of this nature in terms of school boards going after these big social media companies, at least in Canada. This is the first of its kind. So this morning, four separate cases were filed in the Ontario Superior Court of Justice by four school boards. That's Toronto, Peel, which, as you very well know, is just a region outside of Toronto, Ottawa-Carleton, and the Toronto Catholic School Boards, all seeking $4.5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars in legal damages, Patty. They're saying that these social media apps, which they are targeting in this lawsuit, is Meta, which is owns Facebook and Instagram, TikTok and Snapchat. They're saying these social media apps have really been disrupting students' fundamental right to education, according to the lawsuit. They're claiming that it rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. And as a result of that, it's really forced educators to manage the fallout. It's really put the onus on them to deal with the repercussions of what they claim these social media apps are doing to the brains and minds of children. And so they're saying, look, as a result of how addictive these apps are, schools have had to pay out of their own pocket for curriculum changes, digital literacy courses, additional mental health supports, also things like investigating threats that are made online, and property damage too, according to these school boards, from some of these viral social media challenges. So they're saying, look, all of that amounts to at least $4.5 billion to pay us back for everything we've had to put forward financially to deal with the fallout. And so that's why they're targeting these social media giants. Now, Patty, Doug Ford, Ontario's premier, has also spoken up about this. He's not in favor of it, saying that this is nonsense, that school boards should be focusing on what's happening in the classrooms, on math and reading and writing, but not going down this path. And he also questioned how much these school boards are paying for legal fees, but we got clarity on that from the school board's lawyer, asking for a response from what Ford has said. And they said, look, this lawsuit is based on contingency, which means that the lawyers are not making any money unless they win and the social media giants fork over some cash. So right now, not costing, according to the school boards, not costing them or the taxpayers anything, just trying to get some money back from what they say they've had to spend on mental health resources and programs and services each year.
Well, you know, even if they don't win or get any money on this, the very fact that, you know, the attention this is bringing so that the school boards get this word out of what is going on and mm-hmm. how much this is affecting them is interesting enough. It certainly has started the conversation.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, that's part of, I think, what is coming to light is, you know, even if, as you mentioned, there is no financial gain for these school boards, it's really putting forward something that we've been seeing not only across the country, but across North America. So you'll remember earlier this month, actually, BC's Premier David Eby put forward legislation so that province has the ability to sue and go after social media companies in some sort of legal form based on what they've been seeing in the classrooms. And EB highlighted, social media bullying, harassment, the detriment of children's mental health, and they've had to sort of pay for mental health programs as well. So that province is not too far behind what these school boards have done, at least giving themselves some teeth to go after some of these social media companies. And you might be surprised to learn there are more than 40 states that have filed lawsuits against social media companies, including Meta, down south, south of us, not too far from where you guys are located. And so that's more than 200 school districts that have filed lawsuits against them. So Seattle started it. Seattle School District started it in January of 2023, and it's just really snowballed since then, seeing a massive ripple effect in the United States and now, Patty, here in Canada.
So what other similar actions have been there?
And so what the similar actions is what we've been seeing in the United States, as I mentioned, and in BC. We haven't seen British Columbia really go after any of these social media companies, but these school boards, in some capacity, are sort of piggybacking off of some of the legal cases we've seen down south, and seeing those get some traction, seeing the wording in those documents and thinking, okay, you know, if these school districts in the United States are able to file some of these lawsuits, and why not us? And so I think that's really what it was, the caveat behind these lawsuits being filed.
Wow, this is really fascinating. Thanks so much, Kamal, for bringing these the details to us.
Yeah, you're welcome, and I'm sure this isn't the last we've heard of this, Patty. So we'll just see where these lawsuits go, and for all we know, out of the hundreds of school districts that have now filed these lawsuits, we haven't seen an outcome just quite yet. But any one of those would be precedent setting, and I think the goal for them is to have these social media giants prioritize less on profits and take a good hard look more on the mental health impacts they're causing or allegedly causing some of these students.
For sure. Kamal, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Patty. Have a great long weekend.
You too. That is Kamal Karamali, CTV National News.